Inside Chicago Government. ShyGov.com.
Welcome to another in a series of interviews with Ben Jarofsky. I'm Dave Gloetz. Ben writes on government and politics for the Chicago Reader, and he's here with me today. Welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you, David.
Today we're talking about your article that appeared in the Reader on April 24th, 2014, titled County Clerk's Reform Talk Annoys Another Mayor.
David Orr.
Mm-hmm. You've heard of him.
Yes, sir.
You provide a short history of mayoral leadership.
Very short.
And other political leadership in Chicago since the late 1970s.
Yes. My generation.
Talking about it. You use this backdrop to describe how former alderman and mayor and present county clerk, the aforementioned David Orr, has come to champion the reform of tax increment financing in Chicago. Ben, on a lot of people's minds these days are two pieces of legislation that proponents say will help lead Chicago out of a so-called pension crisis.
Pension crisis. Oh, yes. How convenient.
The first piece of legislation is a law passed by the state legislature, which the governor has not yet signed, that cuts retirement benefits for city workers.
Yeah.
The second is Mayor Emanuel's proposed ordinance that would raise property taxes.
Has that actually been proposed? Is it actually an ordinance that is sitting in some committee?
That I don't know.
Okay, yeah.
It's a subject of many a newspaper article.
I don't believe he's actually submitted a specific.
I think he's legislating by press release these days.
Nowadays? Jeez, when did that change?
It'll be like, what's that? When you turn trash metals into gold, alchemy. It'll be like alchemy. Like his speeches to the press will magically turn into an ordinance that comes before the finance committee.
I think that is actually how it happens, yes.
Well, in a recent blog post, you spoke of the mayor's proposal, let's call it. And you wrote that, quote, if the property tax hike he's proposing goes through, he'll kick back some of the TIF slush this raises to help cover pension obligations. You credit the originator of this scheme as an unnamed TIF expert who explained it to you. Yet some news reports give credit for the idea to 47th Ward Alderman Amaya Pawar and 4th Ward Alderman Will Burns. Who really came up with it?
Not that I'm particularly proud of this, but the idea came to moi. One night, I believe while walking the dog, all great ideas come to me while walking the dog. I had just been bombarded with the mainstream press account, a breathless account. The mayor had just proposed a property tax hike.
The beginning of the alchemy.
Yes, the beginning of the alchemy. And so it occurred to me that if you raise the tax levy, if you raise the rate at which our property is taxed, then of course you are, along with that, increasing the flow of slush into the TIF slush funds. And I was walking the dog. I said this to the dog. I said, Nikki, this was a brilliant move by the mayor.
Is that true, Nikki?
Riff. So the next day, as I was composing an opus on this magnificent idea that occurred to me while walking the dog, I called a unnamed source of mine who's exceedingly knowledgeable about TIFs, even more so than I am.
This is the expert.
Yes. And I said to the expert, if Mayor Rahm gets to jack up property tax to pay off the pensions, will it not have the effect of pouring more slush into the slush fund? He said, that's brilliant. And he said, yes, that's exactly how it'll work. So I wrote that thing up. And then lo and behold, within a week, my dear friend and aldermanic pal, Amaya Pawar, had teamed up with Will Burns to make a proposal. And so I immediately told Amaya that he should stop stealing all my great ideas.
To which he reacted.
He says, Ben, why should I stop now? You know.
But they didn't give you credit.
Yeah, right. They're going to dump the Ben idea. That's a sure way to pass things in Chicago. Well, Ben Jarofsky suggested we do X, Y, Z. I can assure you that we'll go in the exact opposite direction. So
it'll turn gold into tin then, right?
Yes, gold. So thank you for bringing up that blog post I wrote.
So that's one creative use of tax increment financing to garner some revenue. Another one came recently from 42nd Ward Alderman Brendan Riley. Riley proposed issuing up to $2 billion in bonds backed by future proceeds from expiring TIF districts. What do you think of that one?
These are all variations on themes that have been talked about at various points. His idea is not unlike one that I remember Tom Allen at one point. That's a former alderman.
He's a judge now, right?
Yes, he's judge. Look, the deal is this. we're slowly, very, very slowly coming to the a public confession that this is, in fact, a tax. It's a surcharge. You know, it's how long has it been, Dave? You know what I mean? We've been having these conversations, you and me, for 7 years or whatever it is. We're finally now the public at large is sort of conceding the obvious point that this is a surcharge. This is a property tax that the taxpayers pay, and which is unfairly divided because it's treated as though it's a special account that only, well, that it just magically appears without anybody paying it. So if everybody is paying for this, it should be used in a way that's equitable, that meets a citywide need. And that's sort of like the unstated theme of all these different proposals. Nobody will come out and say that because we're still clutching and clinging to the myth, the fiction, that this is some kind of some magical program that creates property taxes without people paying them.
Like alchemy.
All right, like alchemy. That was the Mayor Daley line. Mayor Rahm's line is sort of like a half mutant of that. You know, he's sometimes sort of almost comes close to admitting. And the other reality is that Mayor does not want to give up control of this money because it's the single, as I always say, largest pool of discretionary money that he has. And as such, it's the key to his political power. So that's where we are right now. And these are all reasonable ideas. Perhaps the most reasonable idea would be to radically change the program, phasing it out and starting from scratch, use it for what it's supposed to do, to fund very limited developments, at which point, once the money is paid back, the TIF ends, so there's really no impact on the schools, the parks, etc. I don't see anything resembling that kind of structural change happening because, again, it's too much power for the mayor. So that's sort of where it all stands, Dave. We're creeping and crawling toward using this money for something other than the mayor's slush pile. And in this case, perhaps using some of it to pay off the pension obligation.
The reason we're even getting into this esoteria around tax increment financing, you know, extracting unspent funds, is because of this, you know, pension crisis. Our local governments, namely the City of Chicago, the Board of Education, have consistently not matched their employees' contributions to pension funds for teachers, police officers, firefighters, and, you know, on down the list of other city workers. And the local government took all that money that they didn't spend on the pensions. They spent it on, we don't know what they spent it on, but
right,
they spent it on something.
Yeah.
So getting pensions back into solvency means, so it seems, increasing revenue, mm-hmm, somehow. And that means finding new, you know, sources that we don't have.
Mm-hmm.
I want to point out that Chicago's four employee pension funds reportedly have a total unfunded liability of at least $15 billion. Even if Chicago were to liquidate all of its TIF assets tomorrow, there still wouldn't be enough money to cover that. So as you look at this landscape, or maybe I should say trench, what occurs to you is the best way for Chicago to claw its way out? We're not going to do it just by playing on the margins with tax increment financing.
Well, first of all, tax increment financing, just so people know, is a consistent, steady flow of money into bank accounts. Every year, $450 to $500 million. So if we decide if we're here, we're going to continue the TIF program as it is. But instead of spending the money on Marriott Hotel in DePaul or the Barack Obama High School or whatever Mayor Emanuel is cooking up, we're just going to use that money. We're going to quietly use that money to pay off our pension obligations. I think that would meet our pension obligations. It's not like you have $15 billion due tomorrow that we have to come up with. It's an actuarial table. I don't even know really what it means. And, you know, like, what point do we run out of money and we can't pay checks? I don't even think the greatest critics of the program know that. It's a program in which we have to finance the pension fund so that the money will be there when people withdraw it. So obviously one way to bring down the pension liability is the mayor's favorite way, the civic leadership's favorite way, the Chicago Tribune editorial board's favorite way, and that is to force retired people to take less money. Okay, so it's all part of it's a combination of things. You either pay out less money when people retire, or you put in more money now so that you can make the promise payments. So it's a combination of things. If you wanted to, you could make the pension fund solvent with the money that would otherwise go into the slush fund.
You think just the opposite of what I said, tax increment financing could be the solution?
Absolutely. It could be the solution to any of this stuff. I remember when the Occupy people asked me to come speak, one of the highlights of my life, to the Occupy group talking about TIFs on their megaphone. And one of the Occupy people, he asked me something like, so TIFs could solve everything or something. And I said, no, obviously they can't. There's a limit, $450 million a year. You can't solve everything. But definitely use the money for something that would be of a greater benefit to the people of the city of Chicago than the way we're doing it now. I'm not arguing for turning the TIF fund, all $450 million to $500 million, whatever it's going to be, to pay off the pension obligation. But if that was your number one goal, if you felt that was the most important thing, from here on out, we should have a guaranteed stream of up to $500 million a year, or $450 or whatever it is, then you could do that. I mean, you'd have to sneak around. You have to be a little tricky. But the whole program is tricky. You know, that's my other favorite thing I love pointing out. They go, Ben, that you can't do that because it's against the rules. I'm like, the program's already against the rules.
Which rules do you want to follow?
Which rules do you want to follow? Or which rules do you want me to change? Like, you know, the mayor's incapable of getting the state legislature to pass a law changing how a TIF rules and regulations go. That's Pat O'Connor's favorite defense. It's against the rules. Oh, wow, he can't change. No, it's the way it's always going to be. Moses came down and said, this is how it's going to be. So, TIF, I just find it such a fun, fascinating topic because it's so fraudulent in so many different devious ways, Dave, you know?
Do you have a second favorite revenue source that's not currently tapped, like, you know, the proposed financial transaction tax or tax on suburbanites working in the city?
I love that second part, by the way. Tax the hell out of them, yeah.
New York City does it.
Yeah, good for them. Let's do that. I'm pleased that one of your favorite columnists, Neil Steinberg, has sort of taken up the financial transaction tax. I'm very encouraged by that. And I hope he puts his talents and energy to that one because that's a good outlet, a good mainstream outlet to put that proposal out there. Mayor Rahm has made it clear that's the last thing in the world he wants to impose because those are his guys. I know I've told you this a million times. Sam the firefighter made the proposal directly to Mayor Rahm at a meeting at a firehouse in 2011. When the mayor came to the firefighters and told them, I'm sorry, fellas, as much as I love you and the hard work you do, but I have to take away your pension because we don't have enough money to fund it. To which Sam said, well, slap a financial tax on the traitors. And he was like, oh, no, we're not going to do that.
Do you like that more than the tax on the suburbanites working in the city?
How about we split it 50-50?
Half
of each, okay? Anything to keep my property taxes low. Anything to shift the burden away from me to somebody else. Actually, I guess the financial tax, would that be any time a trade is made from anybody in Chicago?
I believe it would be on transactions on all four of the exchanges.
I see.
Operate.
So it would not affect a Chicagoan who were to purchase, let's say, 100 shares of Potbelly stock.
I don't believe so.
The problem is you have to make good on your obligations, your payments that you haven't been paying. So are you going to do it by raiding the property taxes fund, which is Mayor Rahm's suggestion, which benefits him, as I said before, because if he raises that rate, he's going to get collateral benefit of having more TIF money. I think that's what's pushing him there. Or are you going to come up with an alternative tax? There's really not much discussion right now for the alternative tax, is there, in terms of representatives saying, like, let's tax commuters? I don't see anybody pushing that. Do you? Am I missing?
I have not seen any major force behind it.
I think we should tax bike riders.
That's not new.
That's not new? No, I'm holding bike riders accountable for electing Mayor Daley, so let's tax them for it.
I think we'll have to leave it there. Ben, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you, David.
Listeners, we welcome your questions and comments via Facebook and Twitter. Search for Inside Chicago Government. I'm Dave Glowatz. Thanks for listening.